relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
We directed 140 million people to our official voting information center, and we helped 4.5 million people register to vote. We did our part to secure the integrity of the election. And then, on January 6th, President Trump gave a speech rejecting the results and calling on people to fight. The attack on the Capitol was an outrage. And I want to express my sympathy to all of the members, staff, and Capitol workers who had to live through this disgraceful moment in our history. And I want to express my gratitude to the Capitol Police who were on the front lines in defense of our democracy. Now, I believe that the former president should be responsible for his words, and that the people who broke the law should be responsible for their action.
I wonder who Mark Zuckerberg voted for. Do you think you can tell? Would you bet the house on it? I would. If I were a betting man. That was Mark Zuckerberg doing a Zoom testimony with regards to I don't know what. Donald Trump is a bad man, and he should be responsible for his words. Like you're responsible for the censorship on Facebook. They've done something to me. You know what happens to me now on Facebook? It's fast. Can I gripe? I really gripe, don't I? I really gripe. So I have, 100,000 on one account and 90,000 on the other account because I have one for the show, one for me. In the last week, you got to laugh. Instead of getting hundreds of comments or likes on a post, my average response on Facebook is two comments. Combined, almost 250,000 followers, two comments. Right, Mark Zuckerberg, you don't have your thumb on the scale. And lastly, if you weren't watching us on video, I'm sorry, he's an android. That video, that's either deep fake and he doesn't exist, or he is. I mean, data from the next generation has more life in him than Mark Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg would be the perfect android for the next Star Trek show. Freaky, very disturbing. What is even more disturbing is who is the president that this man helped to get elected, by the way, because Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook sank. I'm not even going to get into that. Watch our interviews with Phil Klein for the full details on what Facebook did and how many millions of dollars they sank into the last election and for what. It's fascinating. Go to our Rumble account, rumble.com/Seb Gorka, and see what Phil can reveal to you. Okay. Just as disturbing is the man who is in the White House as a result. And I want to play for you a little audio cut that my good friend, the Baron, sent me. I listened to it in the last hour. Jeff got it ready. It's on Twitter, but I want to share it with the millions of you listening. This is today's press conference, and Joe Biden is asked about gun control. Listen to his response, and then where he takes his answer. Cut 17. Play cut.
Wondering if you've made a decision either about sending the manufacturer liability bill that you promised on day one to Capitol Hill, or executive actions like going after ghost guns or giving money to cities and states to battle gun control.
All the above. It's a matter of timing. As you've all observed, successful presidents better than me have been successful in large part because they know how to time what they're doing, order it, decide priorities, what needs to be done. The next major initiative is, and I'll be announcing it Friday in Pittsburgh in detail, is to rebuild the infrastructure, both physical and technological infrastructure of this country, so that we can compete and create significant numbers of really good paying jobs.
How did you get to infrastructure when you asked about gun control? I mean, that takes some very unusual wiring of the cerebellum to do that. But the most important part, and we will discuss it on tomorrow's Second Amendment Hour, is he said, yeah, all of it. We're going to ban it all. That's who Joe Biden is. Check it out tomorrow, the second hour of the show. If you miss anything, you've got to subscribe to the podcast and check out the webpage, sebgorka.com, where the show cycles 24/7 and you never miss a thing. Okay, let's go to your calls. Let's go to, interesting, Rudolph in Alberta, line 3. Hello?
Hello. My name is actually Rudolph.
Rudolph? I thought it was a mistyping. Rudolph. Where is Rudolph from?
I came originally from the Netherlands.
Okay, well, welcome, Rudolph, and my apologies. What's your question? What's your comment?
Okay, I sent you a text the other day and asked you to check my website because I would like to advertise our books on your website.
No, we don't. Thank you, Rudolph. We don't have free advertisements here. Let's go to Matt, North Carolina, line 2.
Hello, Dr. G.
Hey!
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I cleared this with Mr. G because one rule in radio, do not lie to a call screener. Agreed?
Especially this call screener because you will regret it. Mr. G,
exactly.
Oh, he has ways to track
exactly.
You down.
Oh, yes, sir. Anyway, I said to Mr. G, I caught most of the press conference with Biden today, amazed that he could stand up that long. Not amazed or surprised, whichever word you like, Dr. G. Not surprised at the content. Just like Antoinette, your caller of a while ago, said three things he did. Lie, lie, and lie.
Oh, and also get really irritated.
Yes. Your thoughts, sir?
You know, we've been talking about it for the last 2 hours and 13 minutes. I have to agree with you, Matt, though. I am surprised that he was upright for, what was it, 67 minutes. I'm impressed with that. I don't know what they gave him, some extra shots of Geritol, but it seemed to work. But what really surprised me is how irritated he'd get from left-wing journalists asking him, you know, not puff questions, just reasonable questions. And he got so irritated so quick. You can tell, Matt, because he has the lizard eyes. He has the eyelids go narrow and he gets that laser stare. And it means grandpa is grumpy now.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Welcome, Matt. Thank you for calling. God bless. The number here is 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. If you want to text me, but not to get free advertising for your books or your webpage, come on, guys. Have a bit of style. The PatriotMobile.com text line is 703-869-1262, 703-869-1262. And listen to Matt. Don't lie to Mr. G, because you'll just end up regretting it. Richard, Los Angeles, line 5.
Hi, Dr. G. I don't understand why Newsmax or OAN, one person yelled out, Mr. President, why won't you take my question? Why won't you answer these things? Why do you have everything only your way?
You know what? Because we're not punks. We don't do that. That's not what journalists do. That's what oxygen thief from Playboy did and why I had to deal with him in the Rose Garden. We just don't behave like that.
How can you compare that? He won't let anybody talk, even Steve Doocy. I mean, my God, he's even walking on eggs as he's talking, let alone anything else. But I don't understand. Why can't they ask a certain question? What's happening on the border? Why do you won't let us show people what's happening there? Is that a punk? I don't think so.
No. If you said shout it and yell it out, I think that's being a punk. I don't mean the question. Of course, the questions should be asked, but they won't be because it's all staged. I'm talking about doing what the press corps did to Donald Trump. I don't want conservative journalists to act like hacks.
I mean, when I was screaming, I mean, Mr. President.
But nobody gets to ask questions unless they're on the list. That's the trouble. That's how controlled and how banana republic we've become. But now I get your point. Thank you, Richard. Let's squeeze in Bill, St. Paul, Minnesota, line one. You've got 60 seconds, Bill. Hit it.
Or not, as the case may be.
Bill, are you there?
I'm going to do a quick promotion for your book. That's my free advertising. I love it.
Okay. Which one? I need to know.
Oh my gosh! I've got the Jihad one coming, and I'm going to buy the Soul one. But Why We Fight was fantastic.
All right, so you're not buying the War for America Soul, Bill, because we're out of time, and I'm going to give it to you. Give him two. Find out who he wants to gift one to. That's how crazy we are. We just live life on the edge. Bill, give us your address and the name of somebody else you want to gift a copy of The War for America's Soul, and it will be winging its way to you. Next, Christina Wong on what's going on in the U.S. military.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
Renaissance men are hard to find. I know a couple, though, and one of them is Mike Lindell. It's not good enough that he gives us a good night's sleep when we rest our head on one of his My Pillows. My whole family has them. 51 million sold. My team loves them. He's also a filmmaker, an executive producer. And the latest movie is called Church People, a hilarious faith-based comedy starring Thor Ramsey, Stephen Baldwin, Donald Faison, and Joey Fatone, with a special guest appearance by Mike himself. Church People is a hilarious and heartwarming reminder that the gospel is enough. It starts when America's youth pastor, Guy Sides, realizes he's stuck in a mega church marketing machine and wants to find his passion again. But when Guy attempts to get back to the heart of his ministry, he's thrust into the throes of dissuading his misguided church leadership from performing a strange and potentially blasphemous stunt for the upcoming Easter service while navigating his own personal problems. Church People will leave you laughing out loud while ultimately reminding you of the true meaning of the gospel. You can stream Church People now with us at salemnow.com. Use promo code GORKA for extra savings. That's Church People. Watch it today. Mike Lindell's latest movie. Go to salemnow.com and use promo code GORKA. All right. Are we going from comedy to serious? No, it's absurdity that we're going to go to now. It shouldn't be because it's national security, but this story is absurd. We're going to connect with one of our favorites. It's been far too long. Christina Wong, the Pentagon and national security correspondent for the juggernaut that is BreitbartNews.com. Christina, welcome back to America First.
Hi, Dr. Gorka. Thank you for having me on your show.
Absolutely. The door is always open. So we have a new Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, who by rights shouldn't be Secretary of Defense. He was a general far too recently. He got some kind of waiver that even the GOP agreed to in his Senate hearing. He said, we have enemies, quote-unquote enemies, in the U.S. Armed Forces. When he came in, he ordered a 60-day stand down, not to look for jihadists, like Ahmed Ali Aliwi Al-Issa, the Colorado shooter, but to look for, I don't know, Trump hat-wearing extremists, quote-unquote white supremacists. You've got a story, we're posting it now, about the blowback in the Navy. What is the Navy training its people or encouraging American servicemen and women to do, Christina?
Yeah, I think it's funny that the Biden administration promised not to politicize the military, but it seems like that's exactly what they're doing. And so, as you mentioned, Austin, you know, he root out extremists in the military. And so he's called this for this stand down in the military to root out this extremism. So the Navy, every service has to do some sort of training for the members. And so the Navy put together this 50-page slideshow to help guide.
When I was in the Defense Department, we would call that death by PowerPoint, a 50-page slide deck. Are you kidding me? That's what you do when you want to take a nap like Biden in the afternoon. Tell us, what was in these 50 pages of PowerPoint death?
Yes. Well, I'll tell you what's not in there, what they mean by, quote, extremism. So there's this push to root out extremism, doesn't once define what exactly extremism is, which is bad because that leaves it open to interpretation. However, it does instruct sailors to tell on each other if they see any sort of suspected or actual extremist behaviors without even describing what that is. So now you've got sailors looking at one another, looking for these extremist clues. I mean, what is that? You know, is that a Trump bumper sticker? Is that Pepe the Frog meme that they posted? It's not
or
clear.
Or is it Pepe Le Pew? Is it somebody who likes Pepe Le Pew is the question, or Dr. Seuss? Let me ask you, Christina, is there mention of real extremist organizations like, oh, I don't know, Antifa or Black Lives Matter?
Well, it's funny that you mention Black Lives Matter because it is in the slides and it says it's okay to talk about. So it explicitly says it's authorized, it's okay, you know, but it doesn't describe what,
you know.
So that's
not extremism. So you get a pass,
yeah,
if you agree with the organization that is behind the violence for 10 months in America that says the nuclear family is bad and which was founded by people, see the video, it's out there, who say we are trained Marxists. That organization gets a pass in the American Navy.
Exactly. And that's being sent out to every single sailor in the military for authorized discussion.
All right. So I have to ask you, because you have very, very good connections across the services. You've broken some amazing stories out of Fort Bragg, the home of the Green Berets, and elsewhere. Are you getting any response, any anonymous feedback on is there a chilling effect of this 60-day stand down, or how are people relating to these attempts to root out the extremists? Are they laughing at it, or are they disturbed, Christina Wong?
They're disturbed. So I had some sources come to me about this stand down, and they were given a chart that showed potential hate symbols. And on that chart, which was given to them by, I believe, the New York Police Department Intelligence Bureau, of just simply what to look out for, there was Pepe the Frog on it, as well
hang
as...
Hang on, say that again. We lost you for a moment. What was on the chart that they received from the NYPD Intel unit?
Yes, Pepe the Frog was
listed. So the cartoon, figure, Pepe the Frog.
Yes. Yes, that is very popular among the political right. That's considered a potential hate symbol. And then you have the Oath Keepers, and then you have the Proud Boys, and I believe you have the Three Percenters, which there are a lot of patriotic members of the military who subscribe to the belief of the Three Percenters, which, you know, they believe is a patriotic idea.
Well, so what about the A symbol? What about the Antifa symbol? Was that on the list of no-no symbols?
No, it was not on symbols. Antifa was not on there. And just anecdotally, there are stories posted by Jack Posobiec, you know, people reaching out saying that there are some members who ask about this, you know, ask about, well, is Antifa considered an extremist organization? And they get told, we're not here to talk about that. We're not going to talk about that. Or the riots last summer, you know, that caused mass destruction and numerous police injuries. It's pretty bad.
Let me be clear here. If a military can't talk truthfully about the threats, then it can't keep us safe. They are politicizing our military, which is what happens in totalitarian regimes. Follow this lady right now, Breitbart's Pentagon and national security correspondent, Christina_Wong, Christina with a K-W-O-N-G. We're going to post the article right now. It's Navy training materials urge duty to report suspected or actual extremist behaviors within the ranks. They've already begun. God bless you, Christina. Keep doing what you do. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, broadcasting from the ReFactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious, fetid swamp that is Washington, D.C. Back with Ken Cuccinelli. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Salem Now and Church People.
As well as the great Mike Lindell. Yes, he's got a new movie. Check it out, church people, at salemnow.com. And while you're getting ready to stream it, go to mypillow.com. Support this great American patriot, this truth teller. 25 corporations are trying to destroy Mike Lindell because he loves this country. They're boycotting his MyPillow products. You can go straight to his website. Use my name and Mike will give you more than 60% off more than 100 incredible products. The latest is lambskin slippers. Superb! Call them today, 800-829-8468. Send the cancel culture fascistic left a message. Support Mike today. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Okay, so is there a crisis? Isn't there a crisis? What's the difference between a situation and a crisis? Let's listen to a man who always has something to say when he sees a TV camera. He's Senator Chris Murphy. On the situation on the border. Cut 7, play cuts.
Well, I mean, first of all, I think it's important to get sort of the facts level set here. The Washington Post did a really interesting analysis of the data last night. The conclusion they came to was that, you know, none of this was driven by Joe Biden's policies, that this was in part a pretty predictable seasonal increase in migrants at the border. But it is also the result of a whole bunch of people who couldn't come in 2020 now sort of making a push to the border during the time of the year in which you traditionally have a lot of people showing up.
Oh, it's the weather. It's like the cherry blossoms in D.C. It has nothing to do with Joe Biden. Let's ask somebody who's just written a piece that says quite something different. The title. Yes, it's a Joe Biden-created crisis. He is, of course, the Deputy Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, now Senior Fellow with the conservative mothership. We love the Heritage Foundation. Ken Cuccinelli, welcome back to America First.
Good to be with you, Sam.
So, is it a crisis? And if it is, who's responsible, Ken?
Yeah, not only is it a crisis, it was both predictable and predicted as a crisis. I love the senator's comment, well, these people couldn't get in under Trump, so they're coming now. Well, that That's exactly the problem. And they were virtually invited in. When was the last time you saw mass numbers of illegal immigrants showing up at the at the border in the president's T-shirts?
I don't remember. You know? I don't remember a "Let Me In" Trump T-shirt. Well, you were there. Yeah. You were right at the top. The DHS business. Did it exactly.
That guy went out of business. Nobody bought those.
All right, let's get serious. We had Mark Morgan on the show 2 days ago, your former colleague. I asked him bluntly, have you seen anything like this in your 34 years in service? And he said, no, it's never been that bad. Do you concur with Mark?
Yeah, and even their own folks are saying, you know, they want to say it's not a crisis, but it's the worst it's been in 20 years. And that's Mayorkas, who is more aggressively misstating the language associated with the problem at the border, the crisis at the border, than anybody else, even in the White House. And even he says it's worse than it's been in 20 years. That's pretty bad.
Now, Mayorkas seems to be driven, and Ken, you're the expert, you were right there at DHS, he seems to be driven by this idea that we want as many as possible. That first statement he made where, we're not saying we don't want you to come, illegal immigrants. Just don't come now because we haven't got the mints on the pillows and we're still fluffing up the duvet. Is that – what is the logic here, Ken? I mean, when you look at the suffering with the children, the women.
There's no logic to that. That's not about logic. That is not for them. It is for consumption by the American audience. That's it. It's because they have to say something. That's what they say. I mean, Democrat Congressman Cuellar, and I imagine you might have talked about this, has interviewed some of these folks who've come across the border, and universally they say because they heard Joe Biden say, come on in. And when he asks them, how many of you heard Joe Biden say, don't come now and stay home, no hands go up. So, you know, they're talking differently in this country to the domestic than they are to the rest of the world. And the rest of the world is getting the message. There hasn't been 100,000 people in a February in 15 years. So that is not just because the weather got nice, as the senator suggested. It is because every program that we put in place to deter and then deal with illegal immigration has been ripped out at the roots. They talk about the most offensive lie they tell is, well, we inherited this broken system.
Yeah.
Within the first week, they tore up a dozen international agreements that we had established through hard work and the president's leadership with Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, and they were working. They were working. We got more cooperation out of those four countries under President Trump than we ever have in history at fighting illegal immigration.
Sorry, we're going to continue. He's going to stay on with us graciously for one more segment. Former Deputy Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security under the Trump administration, now with the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. Joined today, he's Ken Cuccinelli. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Now more than ever, you must look after yourself. You have to stay as healthy as possible. Do what I do. Dr. Douglas Howard has developed Balance of Nature. I just call it health in your hand. If you don't always eat your veggies like your mum told you, take these six little capsules, three red for fruit, three green for vegetables, that provide me with 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Make your mum happy. Call right now and you'll get 35% off plus free shipping. Balanceofnature.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. The number, 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com, promo code GORKA.
And so this increase has been consequential. But the vice president's agreed, among the multiple other things that have happened in the meeting, and I appreciate it, agreed to lead our diplomatic effort and work with those nations to accept the returnees and enhance migration enforcement at their borders, at their borders. We're already talking with Mexico about that. She's already done that.
Kamala Harris is in charge. That doesn't make me feel any safer when it comes to security on the southern border. How can you make a difference? You've already made such a difference. We are $1,000 away from hitting our target to feed as many of the children in our hemisphere who are being given into the hands, the clutches of the cartels and the smugglers. Food for the Poor is feeding a million mouths a day in more than a dozen countries. You can make a difference right now, and the need is urgent. Angel Aloma, the vice president of Food for the Poor, sends this message.
Every one of those little children who are starving have grandparents who think they're the most beautiful children and the most intelligent children in the world. We have to do something about this situation. We have to do it, not tomorrow, not 2 days later, because life will get in the way and we'll forget. We have to do it now.
You've raised $39,000 in just a couple of weeks. Let's make this $1,000 Thursday and hit our goal. Will you do it today? Just $37 once will feed one of these children for 6 months. $111 feeds three children for 6 months, and it puts the pressure off their parents. And at the end of the day, no child should suffer anywhere. Make a difference. Be a modern missionary, a guardian angel. Call Food for the Poor at 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. Or just go to my website, sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. And click on the Food for the Poor banner right at the top of the page. We are back with former Virginia Attorney General, now senior fellow with the Redoubtable Heritage Foundation, as well as former Deputy Secretary for DHS in the Trump administration. Ken Cuccinelli, your reaction. Are you reassured now that cackling Kamala is in charge of the border?
Well, I don't really feel like anything's going to be any different, but it's one more piece of evidence of just what a crisis it is. When President Trump asked Vice President Pence to manage the coronavirus response, it wasn't because it wasn't a crisis. It was because it was a crisis. And when Obama asked Joe Biden to deal with the situation at the border, it wasn't because it wasn't a crisis. It was because it was a crisis. So it's just one more signal that they're overwhelmed, unprepared. They've ripped out all of these well thought out and difficult to put together programs that we built in the Trump administration, and they had no alternative. They had no other plan. But keep in mind, Seb, they want all these illegals in this country. It's part of a longer-term play for the left for their votes. That's why you're seeing amnesty bills, and it's why you're seeing a voting bill that sweeps in illegal immigrants onto the voting rolls of every state in this country.
Right. So at the end of the day, you have to ask why they're doing it. They could have believed it was humanitarian. But when you see the suffering, the 500 children a day, the more than 100 people in detention facilities, this has nothing to do with caring for illegal aliens. It's about politics. It's about power. Ken, let's live in a crazy theoretical world for a moment. Say that the crisis gets so bad. That even the Democrats realize it's out of control, it's going to hurt them politically, it may even hurt them in the polls next year. What needs to be done? You were right there. You're deputy secretary. You've been an AG. What needs to be done first to stop the suffering and secure America? What would your list of the first couple of actions be to get things, it's not going to go back to normal, but to lessen the suffering and heighten our security, Ken?
So if you're in the Biden administration, you have to come out and say, we are going to start deporting people. We're going to start deporting families.
We lost you there for a second. So first thing is the Biden administration would have to use the word deportation, correct?
Correct.
Okay, carry on.
Yeah, they've got to establish and then follow through, because actions speak louder than words, with deportations on a large scale of all of these target audiences. That doesn't just mean returning Mexicans across the border. It means flying Guatemalans, Hondurans, and El Salvadorans back home too in significant numbers, and telling them you're going to do it, and then actually doing it, and letting people follow along, by which I mean press reporters follow along while you're doing it. because the message will not otherwise get through. The message that is very thoroughly ingrained now that they have to undo is that Joe Biden will let anybody in for any reason and there are no limits. And they have to undo that. They have dug themselves a very deep hole in that regard. And it's doing a lot of damage along the border. When you have Democrats along the border criticizing the administration, you know it's pretty bad. And that's, and they've been there for weeks.
No, absolutely. And if what you said in the last segment is correct, they have to rebuild all those relationships, which were torn apart with those countries when they came in. So first they have to restore the trust with our southerly neighbors before they can even do that, correct?
That's correct. And the president of Mexico is calling Biden the immigration president. You know, you can't make this stuff up. And AMLO, their president, is a left winger. I mean, he is not, you know, from the Trump world, like, say, the president of Brazil is. He's from the same ideological space as Biden. And he is pointing to Biden repeatedly in the last few weeks and saying he is the reason they're all coming. And you can see interview after interview with illegals. Why are you coming now? Because Biden's here. What, did you try to come under Trump? No, why would I bother? You know, that kind of comment.
Yeah, let me, I'm so glad you mentioned that. We'll end on this. Let's go straight to the source. This is from Brandon Darby, the border expert at Breitbart. We'll post this article right now. This is a direct quote from AMLO, as he goes, the left-wing president of Mexico, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who said the following. Expectations were created that with the government of President Biden, there would be better treatment of migrants. And this has caused Central American migrants and also from our country wanting to cross the border, thinking that it is easier to do so. That's how you create a crisis. We've been talking to Ken Cuccinelli with the Heritage Foundation. Follow him now. Ken Cuccinelli, former Deputy Secretary at the Department of Homeland Security and former Attorney General for the Commonwealth of Virginia. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Did you catch my story? On Monday, I was traveling, had to go to Chicago, a lot of time in a plane, a lot of time in a car. I got home Sunday and my knee, the one I had the operation on, it was not a happy knee. I took two packets of Relief Factor, walked outside, 25 minutes later, the pain was gone. That's how remarkable this 100% drug-free product is, and that's how it's liberating tens of thousands of Americans from their daily pain. Find out for yourself today. Order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95 by calling 800-583-84. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me and thousands of your fellow Americans. Don't wait any longer. You know it makes sense. What have you got to lose except the pain? ReliefFactor.com, 800-583-84. ReliefFactor.com. Liberate yourself today.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
This is one of the issues. It's hard to just detach yourself and be a policy wonk or just make some kind of cold cost-benefit analysis. Why? Because it's about children. It's about the most vulnerable. 500 a day. The pictures leaked by that Democrat congressman. It's a tragedy. It's a tragedy of our hemisphere. And it was caused by Joe Biden and the radicals behind him. Can we do something about it? Well, we have to make sure that we win back the Senate and the House next year. We can undo as many of these evil policies as possible, and we have to try and make sure we take back the White House in 4 years' time. And God willing, it'll be Donald Trump back as commander-in-chief, and he's done it already. He did it already. He secured the border. He hurt the cartels. He prevented the abuse of the children, the women, the young girls.
But that's 4 years away. So what do? We speak the truth about how these things are truly heinous. Let's use the real word, evil. There is no way. You don't have to, I don't want to create tension and division amongst your friends, neighbors, and colleagues. But I'm curious, if any one of them voted for Biden, why don't you ask them, how do they justify all this? How do they feel good about the children being smuggled, abused, and dying? People don't talk about the fact that children die along the way. And when they can't answer, maybe you should encourage them too. They can make a difference. Help these children where they are suffering. Make a difference today. It's a godly thing to do. It is truly, truly a blessing. Please help feed these children so their parents don't hand them into the hands of the coyotes. Go to our website, sebgorka.com. And please make a donation, whatever you can afford. Whatever you can afford makes a difference. And Food for the Poor will get the food to those hungry boys and girls. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, or just call 855-330-4673. No child should suffer. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We have been live streaming on YouTube. Subscribe today. Hit the notifications bell twice. You'll never miss a thing. Go to our backup site, rumble.com/Seb Gorka. Check us out. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and everywhere else. In the meantime, keep your head on a swivel. Watch your sex. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And we need some t-shirts that say, Stay Frosty! Stay Frosty!